Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Nick Bibby is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Nick's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and one of our top franchise experts on the planet. Nick is a guy who helps people like you who are interested in entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines become a franchise owner. Also, if you've got an idea, if you've got something that you think you'd like to franchise, you'd like to be the franchisor, the guy who, or the woman who sells franchises to other people. He does that too, and he's here right now. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How come if I ever feel low, I can call you up and feel better?
You can always do that, Nick. I'll always be there. You know, I'll always be there for you, Nick. Nick, there's some.
You're a shining light.
That's exactly right. That's my job. Nick, there's some people who say that when the economy develops some challenges, that's actually a good time for franchises. What do you think? What are you experiencing?
Well, we can talk about either side of franchising, franchisee or franchisor, and so I guess we can touch on both. Number one, I think the fact bears out the truth in what you're saying. For the franchising, number one, has been on a tremendous growth spurt the last few years, but it's been consistently growing for the last 25 years. And it's the one haven for people who need to buy work. It's traditionally been that way, because when you look at American society, say 120 years ago, turn of the last century, had a lot of millage, had a lot of cottage industries. People generally had a trade. Mm-hmm. But what have we become good at, especially over the last 50 years? We've become experts at going to meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sell a whole lot.
That's right. Right.
So if you need a trade, which you have to have if you're going into a business, you have to have some product or service to sell, you find the concept, the brand, and the training within a franchise system. So it's always made sense to gravitate in that direction. An awful lot of people want to be independent business owners, but if a person does not have a saleable skill or trade, they're forced into the franchise sector. That make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, one thing I wanted to say to you, excuse me, this morning is that I have never in my 28 years involved with franchising seen a boom like we're witnessing today with new franchise concepts coming to market. I recently finished a small study when I spoke at the American Bar Association's franchise conference a couple of months ago, and my research showed nearly 3,500 different franchise offerings today, spanning 100 business segments, and a business segment being pizza, dry cleaning, printing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nearly 100 segments. And take a wild guess at how many North American franchise units we're seeing today.
I have no idea.
850,000.
Wow.
40% of our retail market is in franchising now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. What's perplexed me more than anything is the number of inquiries I have received since January 1, 2008 from business owners who want to franchise their concept.
Do you think this is people who are saying, you know what, I don't know, I don't know if I'm going to have a job. I may not have a job, and maybe franchising is something I ought to look into.
Yeah, I think we're in a world of hurt when you come to the word security. You know, I think we've seen that to be true. But I was
job security has always been a myth. It's just that myth has been debunked just in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that.
But people, you know, that's what I said. That's what I meant in the beginning of the segment when I said, do you think because of the challenges that we're having, that we seem to be having in the economy, whether however many of them are real and how many of them are perceived, is this making people gravitate more towards franchises? Because a franchise is supposedly a business that you can get up and running and make a buck out of quicker than if you started something on your own.
I'd say generally that's the understanding. I like with anything else, as you well know, due diligence and making the correct choice is really the critical question or critical issue. But certainly out of the 3,500 franchises that are out there, with about 25% of them today offering some form of earnings claim, which I think they all should offer if they have their act together.
Right.
But you've got, you know, what does that come down to? 800 different franchises that will at least give you an indication of what their system-wide numbers and performance, how performance is coming
what
along.
What you should expect. Is this a good time to be a franchisor? Is this a good time? Is 2008 a good time to think about launching a franchise of your own and letting other people so that other people can hitch their wagon to your star?
I think so. Recognize, Jim, I earn my living by franchising new concepts. I offer due diligence services to prospective franchisees, but to be 100% candid, I don't know anyone who makes a living doing that, because most people don't avail themselves of due diligence services.
Right.
But I do it because I think it's necessary, and I'd rather see a person help than hurt. But my focus in terms of profit centers, and I have several within my consulting practice, but and all to do with franchising, but my real focus is on bringing new concepts to market. So I've been thinking, are you heading out?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I've been thinking this morning, Jim, as to why that is so and why so many new people are coming aboard as franchisors. And after your break, I'll take a second if you want and give you my opinion.
I would like that. We're going to do that right after these messages, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back with our good friend Nick Bibby. Stay with us.
Jim, this is Jerry Detweiler from BusinessCreditSuccess.com. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. What an accomplishment. And I am looking forward to 10, 20, who knows how many more years. Congratulations and keep up the great work.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. They're all everything I have there is free. Check it out and use them to your advantage. Help you. Either one of them will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And you will also find Nick Bibby there too. Nick's our good friend and the principal of the Bibby Group. Nick, give us your website, please.
My last name, Bibby Group.com. BibbyGroup.com.
All right. And they can find out more about all the things you do there. When's your book coming out, Nick?
I've written two, but they kind of sat in my library.
Well, you need to get a new book out on franchising.
Okay. To be perfectly candid with you, I looked at several years worth of answering franchise questions, and you know there's over 130 pages of Q&A there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Nick, what about you were telling us about, we were talking about franchising, being a franchisor in this time of, in nowadays. Finish your thought on that.
Yeah, I've been pondering why this has been such an increase in prospective franchisors. I think that for the same reasons that people look to buy franchising in an iffy economy, I think people start new franchise companies for similar reasons. And what I mean by that is franchising, to be a franchisor requires using OPM, of course, other people's money, but
right.
also to at least an equal, if not greater extent, it requires using OPT, other people's talents. Because when you sell a franchise, you're selling a system, hopefully a proven, repeatable system, and you're training people in how to properly use that system. So it's a wonderful expansion tool because people are paying you to get into business as opposed to you borrowing money or capitalizing company-owned units. Plus, the same people who are paying you franchise fees and setup fees and capitalizing the setup of the new business, the same people in the form of franchisees are bringing their time and talent to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a perfect world, which we don't have, but in a perfect world, franchising should work for both sides of the equation. And with a good franchise, that is so. So I think what's happening is that franchising has not only arrived, it's arrived in a huge way, and people see this as an excellent means of growth. And Jim, when you cut to the chase, franchising at the very bottom of the line, diluted down or reduced down, is nothing more than another method of distribution.
Well, that's exactly right. It's just a matter of instead of you opening up, new stores across the country, or across the state, or whatever, you bring in people to do that for you, and you share the action with them.
Yeah, and what I find is exciting is the diversity in offerings. It used to be hamburgers, pizza, and printing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got every conceivable type of business. I just finished a brand new franchise company on the West Coast called Rent-A-Shed. The fellow builds and rents sheds like you find outside of Lowe's or Home Depot.
Right.
So I mean, it's fascinating.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Nick. Where would I go to find? Let's say I wanted to find out one of two things. I either wanted to find an opportunity to buy a franchise, or I wanted to find out if somebody else is already franchising my idea. Where would I go to find that? An opportunity or a competitor? Where would I find that?
Well, of course, Jim, the truth is, it seems like every week we have a new franchise sales site. But I think the IFA, the International Franchise Association, is an excellent site.
IFA.org?
Franchise.org.
Franchise.org, okay.
Yeah.
Should I be able to find the most recently listed franchises that are available?
Well, they of course, mostly list their members, but so many franchisors are members that you've got a pretty
right.
good hit on that. The other thing is that you can go, and this is a fabulous resource, State of California now, via its Secretary of State, has published every franchise offered in the state of California, because California is a key registration state.
How do we find that link?
Google Secretary of State Franchise California.
Okay. Should be able to find that there. Hey, Nick, I want to get you back again real soon. Let's talk about the availability of money for these things, to buy one or to launch, to be a franchisee or a franchisor.
Sure.
Is the cash drying up? Is the credit drying up for these things? We'll get you to come back and talk to us about that next time. Thanks for being
All
here.
Right.
Good job today.
Take care.
Nick Bibby, ladies and gentlemen, with BibbyGroup.com is the website. Quick break, right back with Gary Moore. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
In
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.